Good morning, young world. It is Netta B back with another one. How is everybody doing? I hope you are feeling well, living well, doing well, being well, receiving well, giving well. I hope everybody is on that well type shit. First of all, let me say, Happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Month. Because, you know, it's still Black History Month, everybody. So just in case you ain't been told or you ain't told about Happy Black History Month. Yes, honey. Can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. And so what's up, everybody? How have your week been thus far? Was it a good week? Yes, I'm sure it was. And please believe that if you face any challenges, that it will be okay. All right, everybody? Life continues to go. It continues to move. It continues to change. Energy continues to go. It continues to move. It continues to change. Whatever you want is at your fingertips, my loves. Yes. That is it. And today it is Monday Madness. Yes. Because I'm back with the madness. I'm back with the madness. You mad because I got that madness. Hey. Oh, God. When I was little, my mom used to always say, hey, at whatever little thing she used to sing. Hey, when she say hey, that means she tow it up. Okay, all right. Now listen, y'all. Let's see. Today we just—it's not really no message. It's just a little uplifting on a Monday Madness because I know it's trying out there. So I'm gonna uplift y'all with a little motivation. I feel good this morning. I cannot complain. I will not complain. I will not. I refuse to, no matter what, baby. Still breathing, still fine, still able, honey. Still highly favored. So, I just want everybody to stay in this same energy with me. You know what I'm saying? When you're in this energy, you cannot go wrong, no matter the circumstances. When you up there, baby, you up there. Remember that. You up there, okay? Because what's the goal? The goal is to stay enlightened and awakened, honey. And that's what we be doing. That's what we on. All right. We not on that dealing with the herd, avoiding conversations, and you know what I'm saying? We not on that avoiding boundaries and staying angry about something that don't even have nothing that you should even be angry about, you know? So we just gonna be on that. We just gotta stay on that where we are just open to change, you know what I'm saying? Where we're just receptive to experiences, right? Where we want to stay on a path of change that leads to our growth, right? We knocking all that desire, that envy, jealousy, all that illusion, you know what I'm saying? All that power of domination that you may think someone holds over you. We knocking that all out the door. You know what I'm saying? Because that don't align with us. What aligns with us, what we are awakened to, is to our souls, right? If we ain't got a soul, we our own best soulmate. You know what I'm saying? Like, we aligning to a very bigger and broader picture. Because we making healthy choices, you know? We in love with life. We in love with love. You know what I'm saying? We just in love with being happier. We're dedicated to this. That's our goal, you know what I'm saying, to reap success. We want security. We want liberty. We want generosity. We want to be generous, you know what I'm saying? We want to hold on to our intelligence, you know what I'm saying? We want to trust the forces that are around us, you know what I'm saying? Right, and acknowledge them, you know, because we as individuals, sometimes we could be a runner, you know, in our own life, you know, or we could just be like someone that's like, that likes codependent type things. We could constantly listen to our ego and, you know, fear intimacy, all kind of things that, you know, we as ourselves may do. But you know, we can't be that runner. Being a runner don't do nothing but add or cause stress into your life. So what we on? Cleansing and detoxifying. You know what I'm saying? And definitely not committing to anything that is unnecessary. Right? Because we're on the verge of building ourselves, building our homes, building our futures. You know what I'm saying? Building unconditional love, continuous giving and receiving affection, just falling in love with ourselves, with our path, with our course, with the soul, with the things that are meant for our, for us, just falling in love with the thought of, damn, that is for me. We realigning, you know, shifting our perspective and gaining, you know, sense of clarity for things that are for us, you know, whatever it may be. Put it in any subcategory you want to put it in. But that's what we're doing. So all that other irrelevant shit that tries to come up into your life, all those irrelevant emotions and irrelevant obstacles, block that shit out. You know what I'm saying? It's not needed, you know? So that's what we on, you know? Because drama is over. You know, disasters avoided. No more fear of suffering. Why? Because we're creating our own path. Why? Because, you know what I'm saying? All is fair out here. It's the law of attraction, baby. We balancing the scales. Jumping on leaps of faith. Taking risks. Stepping into the beauty of the unknown, honey. You know? We're reminiscing on what our soul already knows for us. So like, we're like, we meet something, we do something, we're like, damn, that made me feel good. Why? Because that was your soul purpose. Like, that was your soul goal, or that was something that was connected to you soul-wise. So you're like, ooh, yes, I love the feeling. I'm about to make memories of it. You know what I'm saying? Keep that as a little keepsake. I done learned from the past, honey. You know, things like that. We are not in the business of being stressed. Okay, that's all I want to do. I want to keep it so everybody knows that we are not in the business of being stressed out here. It is so much broader and bigger than that. You know what I mean? And nobody needs to be stressing out here. It's not something that, you know, is just good for you. It's not for you. That's not your life. That's not what we're here for. So that's basically all I want to say, because, you know, people are funny and people are so scary and people are so confused and people are so, I don't know what people are, but I don't want people to be that way. Get out of that. So that was basically it. I just want everybody to stay where you're supposed to be at, all right? So I got some affirmations, and the first one is, I release what no longer serves my happiness, health, and peace of mind. And then another one is, everything I touch turns into gold and invites lasting abundance into my life. And then the next one is, my intuition is my greatest guide. It speaks clearly and moves me into action. So y'all, I hope everybody got something from it. I hope y'all are having a beautiful day. Hope you have a beautiful week. And until next time, it ain't gonna be, you know, if you're feeling anyway, you're not going to always feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Things will get better. You know what I'm saying? And if you feel that you are at a standstill, everybody, it will get better. Do not worry. Do not fret. You know what I'm saying? Keep your faith. Keep your spirituality. Keep, you know, talking to whatever source that it is that you talk to. Keep moving. Don't get into a stagnant energy to where you just feel like, you just can't, or you just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want y'all in that energy. That energy is very detrimental to your spirit. So don't sit in that. And that's basically it, y'all. I love y'all down from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, over and beyond, everybody. And I'm sorry, I don't know what happened, but it cut off. But yes, I love y'all from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, over and beyond into the next galaxy. I got some good sleep, as y'all could tell. Y'all probably could tell that it's in my voice. Very alert. This week, I got very much needed sleep and rest, and I'm so very grateful for it, because I needed it so much. But what I want to say is just continue to be in that energy of peace and joy and happiness and everything, everybody, and don't be deterred. And that's basically it. And I love y'all down. I can't ever say this enough. I love y'all down from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, over and beyond. Okay. And yeah, that's basically it, y'all. And yeah, love always. Let it be.